It's been busy at the Skagway ore dock lately. Borough manager Brad Ryan says crews have been working on bringing materials and staging the work site.
If you go down there, you'll see a lot of barges, a whole bunch of cranes, and a lot of equipment down there, a bunch of piling on site. We've rerouted the fuel headers to Broadway Dock for temporary fueling throughout the construction project.
Ryan says subcontractors have pulled a wooden section of dock out. They've cut off some of the concrete and sheared off some pilings. Crews are preparing to tear down the old loader that was used to transfer ore from the Yukon onto barges for decades. Skagway leaders are discussing the possibility of Canadian investment that would enable those transfers to continue. The Yukon government is currently considering investing over $30 million in a new marine services platform. The platform would be the basis for future ore transfer facilities. The $30 million proposal is significantly more than the $17 million discussed last spring. Some Yukon government representatives are questioning the expense. One representative linked cuts in funding for housing, highways, public works, and community services to the increase in cost of the marine services platform. An article in the Whitehorse Daily Star quotes Kate White, the leader of the minority Yukon New Democratic Party, as saying, "There is no pretending that those cuts are not financing this government's new project." Lewis Rifkind is a mining analyst with the Yukon Conservation Society in Whitehorse. He says some taxpayers are concerned by the size of the investment.
It's a lot of money by Yukon standards. You know, we're a small population. We've got, 45,000 people. And there seems to be a bit of a perception that we're spending on something that maybe the mining company should be paying for. Why should taxpayers' dollars be spent on this?
Rifkind says he supports the recently passed ordinance mandating the use of sealed containers for ore shipment through Skagway. This system is expected to generate a lot less pollution. But Rifkind wonders if the Yukon government should foot the bill of infrastructure. He says this amounts to subsidizing the industry.
If the mining companies can't afford to, pay for their own ore dock, maybe they shouldn't be in business, because if they're that stretched financially, it does raise concerns about how they would operate in the Yukon. Would they have enough money to put aside for environmental emergencies if something goes wrong? Would they have enough money to put aside to ensure that their mining sites are closed and remediated properly?
Rifkind adds that there are currently no large mines operating in the Yukon that would require an ore dock, but some are in the planning stages. The Whitehorse Daily Star article quotes Yukon Premier Ranj Pillai as saying, "People are looking to invest in the mineral sector, and they want to know that if they find something, it potentially can become a mine, and then whatever is in that critical mineral can be exported." Skagway manager Ryan and a representative for the Yukon Department of Economic Development both said the funding is still being negotiated and nothing has been finalized yet. Meanwhile, on the Skagway waterfront, crews are doing mitigation work at the old ore loader. Ryan says they are getting ready to clean out the ore dust, clean out the hydraulic fluid, clean out the lead paint that will come off as the structure is cut apart. Ryan says the dock is expected to be ready to welcome cruise ship passengers by the beginning of next tourist season. The marine services platform will be built under a different contract. For KHNS, I'm Alan de Premineau.